please.
The next application is 11,746. Glenn Coleman seeks variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-25C and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Let me get this one. Okay. Ready?
Well, he, hearing he, up. From what I heard on the tapes, he said he made a mistake. But well, he just said he made a mistake.
He shed, said the shed variance wasn't needed.
Yeah, right.
And the house showed it did show a 35-foot front setback on the 2010 survey.
Right. Was the next thing he was going to say.
As far as the house.
Yeah.
So those two, I don't, personally, I don't have a problem with it, you know.
Well, I don't have a problem with him with the...
The pergola carport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no other place that really he can put a carport in there, and I think 17 feet's about the minimum amount of that you could build, you know what I mean, for a carport. That's mm-hmm. what, for a single truck or a truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
I don't have a problem.
Mr. Burton?
I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Okay.
Mr.
Mill?
Yeah.
And Mr. Rivers. Hey, if everyone then is ready to vote, no further discussion is needed, and the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,746. The property is, of course, in front is unique to the fact that it's a 75-foot lot with 100-foot depth. That's pretty small frontage, and he's, the existing one-story building that he has is not a super building. In other words, the square footage is not that out of line with a single family home. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I think he needs a carport. It's not asking too much. And the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant because of the, I believe because of the size of the lot and the size of the home.
Mr. Rickard, before you, I take it you're making a motion, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at a different one. Go ahead. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Okay.
I'm looking at
I accept.
I'm looking at something else. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. The requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents at least modification for the regulation in issue.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,746. All those in favor of the motion? Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,746 is approved.